Hello, thanks for tuning in to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the leadership podcast with me, Tom Hallett. This podcast is all about providing you with insights and tips to help you on your journey towards exceptional leadership. Hi guys, it's Tom Hallett from the Learn, Grow, Succeed leadership podcast. Now I'm recording this podcast in February 2020, so we're sort of 6 weeks into the new decade. And what I'd like to talk about today is about how we think about the past and how this shapes our future as leaders. Now, the stories that we tell build a connection that can inspire others. I'm always sort of reading and watching videos, TED Talks, because I'm always inspired by tales from people who have been maybe down on their luck, who managed to turn things around and achieve greatness. All those people who had a bad experience and used it to create good for others. Being fired up with passion and enthusiasm is what galvanizes us to want to do better for ourselves and our colleagues and our loved ones and our friends. And great leaders can harness this by telling their own story to inspire their team. So in today's podcast, we're going to look at building the story that has made you the leader you are today, and how you can use it to motivate and inspire others. But before we get into that, I just want to remind everyone that the transcripts for all of our podcasts are available on our website. So do head over to www.xlcommunications.com to grab that. And there's also a whole host of other resources on there on leadership, management, communication and well-being to help you in your quest to be a better leader and to help your businesses succeed. And also, if you are brand new to the Learn, Grow, Succeed Leadership Podcast, then welcome. I really hope that you enjoy it and that it helps you also on your journey. So, leadership stories. Now, most of us don't really think of ourselves as storytellers, but telling stories is something we all do, naturally, every day of our lives. And indeed, it's something we've done in the whole history of humankind. From recounting details of our recent holiday, telling a friend about the TV program we watched, or about a funny incident that happened while we were out shopping. All these are stories we tell to people. And I read recently that we learn how to tell stories at about 3 years of age. So we've been telling tales for a very long time. Some of us longer than others. So stories create the life experiences that make us who we are. They inform our values, our principles, and how we look at things. Basically, they're our point of view. They are why we are who we are. So ultimately, it's these stories and experience that shape us as leaders. And what is so essential is the way leaders tell stories help them engage with others. It helps them inspire others. Using impactful stories is a great way for a leader to connect with their team in a really authentic way. If you're able to illustrate something, you're more likely to ring a bell of recognition in others and consequently inspire them. It helps with memory retention. If you're teaching someone something, you are creating extra connection so it sticks in their brains. So how do you go about building your story? Well, by reflecting on your own experience, you can start to map out your life story and get the information you need to build on that narrative. And there are some key pointers that you might want to think about when you're doing this. So do grab a pen and a piece of paper and make some notes about your personal experience in the following areas. And if you're driving when you're listening to this, or cooking dinner, you know, I don't want that to go wrong and I don't want any accidents on the road. So instead, make a note just to listen back to these points later on and then make those notes, because I think you'll find it really useful and a really valuable exercise, both for personal enjoyment and for those leadership benefits. So what is the first one? Well, it's about your personal highlights. So what are your personal highlights? And I'm not talking just in your working life here, but in your personal life too. It could be particular successes you've had or aha moments. You know, maybe you gained your degree against the odds or won a award that you'd been trying for a long time or achieved something in sport or a hobby of yours. Now, milestones like these can be life-changing and are certainly life-defining. They embed values such as your principles, convictions, and preferences. They are often really, really good things, but sometimes, you know, you might have a highlight that at the time didn't feel like a highlight, but now you look back and you think, yes, that was something that has really shaped me going forward. So you would consider it a highlight. Now, number two, think about difficult times in your life. Perhaps you were struggling with a personal issue or a work situation. Or it could be the loss of a loved one, a toxic relationship, or something else that affected you deeply, really down at that kind of emotional level. Now, challenges and upheavals are lessons that teach us how to cope when things go wrong, how to deal with issues, and ultimately, how to build resilience. It's not the nicest thing to think back about those negative scenarios, but emotions are one of the most powerful tools in memory, and therefore those negative times created those such strong emotions that you will have learned so much from them, and you will be a stronger, better person for them now. The third thing is to think about mentors. So who are the people in your life so far who helped you along the way? Was it an inspirational manager? Is it your best friend? Is it your parents? And quite often it's a mum or a dad or a brother or a sister. They just think of someone who mentored you in some way. And these are the ones you look up to, who you try to emulate because you value their principles. They also teach you lessons that impact your viewpoint and help develop your opinions. It's also a really good exercise to develop your sort of mental, to refill your mental cash bank around thinking about those mentors in life, because generally they'll make you smile, whether they're still with you today and you see them every day, or maybe they have since passed. But just thinking about those amazing moments in life that make you smile and have indeed shaped your life. Now, the fourth one is, what were the watershed moments in your life? Think about the path you took. What influenced your choices? What were the significant turning points? What transitions have you made, and when did a particular decision have an impact on the road you decided to follow eventually? Maybe you read something that changed your direction in life, or listened to a motivating talk that inspired you to try something new. As you build your story, you'll find it encompasses both highs and lows, and both sides of the coin are crucial in establishing you as who you are today. And keep in mind, this is not a competition with anyone else. This is your story. Now, how do you bring your story to life? So when you have your story in front of you, you will see how it has developed and helped establish your attitudes and responses as a leader today. Think about the vision or ideals that you hold, and then use one or two life events to illustrate defining moments that have helped you achieve these. For example, think about your vision. Your vision ideal may be, I care deeply about the individuals under my leadership. I want to get to know them, their drivers and motivations, likes, dislikes, so that I can lead them in the best way possible. So that could be one of your visions as a leader. And your story behind this might be something like, early in my working life, I had a manager who didn't recognize her staff as individuals. She didn't really care about them. She just wanted them to do what they were told. And yet she had no understanding or interest in them personally. And as a result, the team was so demotivated, and it created a bit of a toxic working environment. And it's not something that I ever wanted to be part of. So I left that job and started another role where I was mentored by a senior manager. He invested time in getting to know me, encouraging me, motivating. He cared about developing my skills and valuing my contributions to the team. And I felt appreciated and valued. And as a result, I achieved so much more for myself and for that team. So this experience led me to the conclusion that if I found myself in a leadership position, I would make sure I too got to know my team as individuals, as people, and really appreciate them and their value to enable me to lead in the best way possible and develop an emotionally intelligent team that supports and encourages each other. So what next? Well, it's over to you now, really. Mapping out your own life story is an exciting process and one that I find fascinating to do. You'll probably learn about yourself in the process as well. It will, I guarantee, help you to clarify a lot of the reasons you do what you do, as well as provide you with some story examples that illustrate your leadership qualities. In a world where communication isn't always as good as it could be, you don't want your team making up their own backstory about you and your priorities. Having a great leadership story will show your team where you're coming from, helping them engage with you on a deeper level of understanding that will lead to a better working environment and therefore increased productivity. So just remember these three points. Everyone has a story that shapes their leadership style. Every story explains why that experience was so powerful for the individual, and listeners will hear your story throughout their own filters and use its insights to improve their individual experience. Crafting your story will define your own understanding of your drivers and enlighten others. So please do, it is a really enjoyable process. Go and write your story. It will help you going forward and you will enjoy it, I guarantee it. So thanks very much as always for listening. I hope it has inspired you in some way to go out and create a story and become enhance your leadership skills. So thanks for listening and I will speak to you next time. Bye bye.